Welcome back to Lost River Sessions Live from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green.
I'm Barbara Deeve, along with Emil Moffitt, and we have a lot more music coming up in the second half of our show. Kelsey Walden is just ahead, but right now we'd like to thank our sponsors who helped to make Lost River Sessions Live possible. Mike Simpson, Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, SkyPack, WKU Public Broadcasting, and a heartfelt thank you to Home Cafe for providing dinner for our bands tonight. Right now, we'd like to draw a name for a winner of a dinner for two at 440 Main and two tickets to our May show here at the Capital Arts Center. I am, for those of you listening in Radioland, Seth Pedigo, one of the members of the Dead Broke Barons, is helping me, and he is going to read that name aloud.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I have here...
Not an auction.
Debbie Belger, will you come on down, Debbie?
Actually, Debbie, you can meet with our development staff in the lobby, and they will give you your dinner pass and the two tickets to the May show. Now, Emil Moffitt, I want to talk a little bit about the May show because it's very exciting. In addition to a Lost River Sessions performance, we're combining our efforts with Ernie Small and the Kentucky Acoustic Music Festival.
We're looking forward to that. There will be more details here in the coming weeks on the artists performing that night, but it's going to be on a Saturday, May 20th, so you'll have a chance to come out and have dinner and have a great time at Lost River Sessions and Kentucky Acoustic Music Fest again on Saturday, May 20th. So we are definitely looking forward to that. But first things first, we wanted to chat a little bit with Seth Pedigo from the Dead Broke Barons, who is joining us on stage now. And Seth, you mentioned the new album that you guys have, and just a great performance by you guys tonight, and really enjoyed it. Tell us a little bit about the new album and kind of when the process started.
The process started right after y'all filmed the first episode.
Oh, wow. So no, we were the impetus.
That's
for
right.
The new
that's
album?
Right. I would say Shane and I started writing new songs. It really was. It's been about a year and a half, 2 year process. We all have kids, careers, and jobs that we are very passionate about. Music is our love and passion, and I wish we could do it every day. But in this world, we can't raise our kids on that. We hope one day maybe we can when we're old and retired. But I don't know. We collaborated. Even Hunter's even collaborated on lyrics, and it's been a unique experience. And I was telling somebody earlier that we really are appreciative of our time together in the mornings on a Saturday or Sunday morning. We drink coffee, we talk kids, we talk life, and then the music. So.
Well, I just have to say, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, in the 3 years that I have known you, the when I said maturity, it's like you all are now in sync. You found your rhythm. Do you feel that?
That's a compliment, and I really do appreciate it. And I would say that if I could just calm down a little bit, we might have some really good rhythm. But like they said, I'm kind of the ace. I heard my mama tell me to calm down, I think, in the Capitol. Yes, mama, I will calm down. I've been calm.
You mentioned the camaraderie that you have with your bandmates. How important is that to be able to kind of have a good time and enjoy the songwriting process and the process of recording an album?
It really is. I mean, it's nothing like over pretentious. We just do it because we love it. We hung out with the other brother, Nick, of the Dead Broke Barons, mm-hmm. bass player, and we just, you know, sit around and have family camaraderie and just know that it's kind of like just ingrained in a way that you can't really explain, and we enjoy it, and we cultivate it when we can.
Well, million-dollar question for a lot of you out there who've never seen the Dead Broke Barons or are seeing them and always wondered, where'd that name come from?
I think Shane, like, fell and hit his head and had a dream or something. I don't know. That's all Shane's doing. He was watching like KET one night and seen not KET. It was WKYU.
WKU PBS.
Yeah, PBS. Yeah. It wasn't KET. Man, they didn't have that on that night.
Nah.
He was watching some Travel Channel in England. They were talking about barons and noble people. And he was like, "Man, we're like noble people in Franklin." And I'm like, "Yeah, duh." And I'm like, "But we're broke." we can't be barons if we're broke. And I think Dead Broke Barons, he asked his mom if it sounded good, and thanks, Ms.
It
Johnson.
Works. Yeah. Yes, it does.
You guys were the first band to appear on Lost River Sessions television show. What has the show meant to you in those last 3 years?
I've ran the horse into the ground, but we have had offers all over the United States simply due to this show and PBS and NPR, from California to Arkansas to New York to Chicago, North Carolina. We went to St. Louis and played a Jewish temple. Like, I mean, it was. We've done a lot of random shows simply because of this show, and if y'all can give it a round of applause, man, it's helped us actually be able to travel and play music when we want to, and I think that's something that we've always kind of looked for.
And this new album, you mentioned that it's available now.
Oh no, we are still recording.
All right,
y'all check out Thunder Sound with Billy Swayze. We're gonna try to finish up some stuff out there and get his, you know, some more songs started. I don't think he knows when we're coming out there, so hey, if you're listening.
How would you describe your music, the Dead Broke Barons? What, you know, when somebody says, what kind of music do you play? How do you describe that?
I say whatever that you think it sounds like is what we're going to go with. Because I don't know, man. We have some bluegrass tunes we do. We have funk type style, I think. We've been called Front Grass in Colorado. In California, we were called Grassy Grass. We've just been called a lot of different names, and I don't know, we go with it when we can.
As long as they call you.
As long as they call me.
All right, Seth Bedigo from the Dead Broke Barons, we really appreciate you being a part of Lost River Sessions.
Very honored.
Tonight, thanks so much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you.
And now, Lost River Sessions welcomes Kelsey Walden.
Mm-hmm. travel this lonesome road. Thank you. We're going to speed right on through here because we're on the radio, also known as the radio. This is a Vern Gosden song. There must be someone I could turn to, someone like me. I could turn to all my so-called friends have turned their backs on me. They were looking for someone I couldn't be. Let them go and have their fun, unaware of the harm they've done. There must be someone I could turn to.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next song is a little song that I wrote about my family. It goes a little something like this. Every now and then a stranger will walk by, and they're always so inviting from time to time. They build you up, make a castle way up high, but they all you down after the ride. So don't ever leave them. Don't lie or deceive them. Don't hurt the ones who have loved you the most. You may take a trip by the ones at home, they'll love you just the same. So don't ever leave them. Don't lie or deceive them. Don't hurt the ones who have loved you the most. I wonder about the old folks at home. I wonder how they're getting along since I've been gone. One day the grass will grow high and cover my bones, and I will return to the place I call my own. And you can't ever say, son, that I've forgotten my reason. Don't hurt the ones who have loved you the most. And you thank you so much. We are honored to be here tonight in Bowling Green Kentucky. Are you guys having a good time? I can't see you at all, but I know you're out there, and you sound beautiful. You're not my first man. I've been here before. I know you understand. You know it's gonna take more. You know it's not.
Jealousy always seems to bring you down. But I was never trying.
When I say you can't miss a crown on a hill of a clown, and then I hope he turns out to be a king. I just know you can't press a crown on the head of a clown, and then I hope he turns out to be a king.
You're listening to Kelsey Walden on Lost River Sessions Live from the Capital Arts Center in Bowling Green.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm originally from Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, as you heard before. It is definitely a real place. I didn't really think it was weird until I left. Seriously. But I always say that the world needs more character. The world needs more character, and I embrace that about myself. So it is very much a pleasure to be. My point is, it's very much a pleasure to be back in my home state. And thank you guys for being here. Somebody loves it out there. I had a bunch of friends that went to Western Kentucky University. It's a fine establishment. Go Cats. This is. I'm kidding. This is a song I wrote about some people I knew growing up, and I still know them today, and it kind of has a cuss word in it. Sorry. All right. Sick, and I sling bottles at the mule, and people still ask me why I didn't go to school. Now you might say, how could they live that way? If they learned to love a dollar, they'd have it their way. But daddy's gone, mama tried, everybody's got their own kind of suicide. Hands are tied now, who in the hell will keep you satisfied. Thank you. Got plenty of time. Well, this too you can have it. So you can have it. From just I just want to say it's really great that you guys are out here promoting supporting public radio. Yeah. And mostly because, you know, I think especially the state of Kentucky should support that. That's how we find information that we need. and also, that's how you find great music. That's how I found all great music growing up. You know, they don't play it on popular radio anymore. I found the stuff that I listened to from public radio. And, yeah, so give yourselves a round of applause for NPR, WKU, and Lost River Sessions. Thanks for having us here. Thank you. We're going to play a few more tunes from my latest record. Nothing in this world that'll change the way I feel. Somewhere deep inside, I know what's really real. If you're not willing to go there with me, take what you came with, just lean gently. You can have it. Thank you. What? Thank you all so much. Well, I'm honestly probably going to wear this shirt all weekend because we're in Kentucky all weekend. So that's a treat for me. Switching it up on them back here.
Thank you.
summer is gone, I'm busted. The fields are all bare, the cotton won't grow. Me and my family's got to pack up and go. Where I'll make a living, Lord only knows I'm busted. Where I'll make a living, Lord only knows I'm busted. Thank you. Got 10 minutes, all right. That's a song by Hazel Dickens, y'all might know her. She's an old Kentucky girl. And man, that's a great song. We got a few more left for y'all. Once again, my name is Kelsey Walden, and thanks everybody listening here and on the radio. Thank you. I got albums for sale out there at the front, and we got a few more tunes left for y'all. I just wanted to thank you for the heartbreak. All those times, the sight of my face I could not bear. Those days I couldn't get. You mess so much with my head that I couldn't see the future that was there. We're all just trying to get better. We're all just trying to do the best that we can. So I just wanted to thank you for the heartbreak, because it brought me to where I am. Can't hold no grudges on life's long journey. Can't live with bitterness on demand. In all the bridges we've crossed, and all the friends that we we're all a part of one big just wanted to thank you for the heartbreak and for the good times. I know that we're there, and everything that I've gained remains one and the same. When they Decker over here, Mr. Mike Khalil on the Telecaster guitar. So Don Miller back here on the drums. Mr. Max McKee back here with the lowdown bass. Mr. Bill Withers for this song. He wrote this song. Once again, my name is Kelsey Walden, and it's been a pleasure being here. This is our last one, I believe. Many people want to run and hide. They want to run from what scares them deep and shy. You wouldn't look it in the face, never let it show. I'm about to tell you something that you already know. That when you want it to me, you needed somebody else. But I can be me all by myself. I can be me all by myself. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for joining us for Lost River Sessions Live from the Capital Arts Center in Bowling Green. You can support the show by going to lostriversessions.org and clicking on the Join Us button.
Lost River Sessions Live is a presentation of WKU Public Broadcasting.